Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila bunts towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan takes first base on ball four. Suter moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Power scores. Suter moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kellner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wertz moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Kellner reaches third base with a triple. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kellner scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Reynarlski now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. Renna strikes out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kellner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up towards the mound. Narlski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Wilson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards DeMaestri. DeMaestri fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on DeMaestri. Smith moves all the way to home. It's 8-1, Athletics. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. Doby moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Strickland reaches third base with a triple. Doby scores. Rosen scores. Wirtz goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5 to Athletics. Dave Pope pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Tom Gorman now pitching. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Hank Foyles now catching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-2 in the game. Renna hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Mossy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for George Strickland. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen tags and scores. Kiner tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-6, Athletics. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Don Mossy. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Smith is hit by the pitch. Kiner scores. Wirtz moves to third. Simpson moves to second. It's 8-7, Athletics. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Art Houdeman now pitching. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-3 in the game. Renna hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Athletics. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8, Athletics. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Astroth moves to second. Spook Jacobs pinch runs for Dick Krahoski. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to third for the out. Jacobs moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell now pitching. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is hit by the pitch. Joe Altobelli pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon takes first base on ball 4. Altobelli moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-9, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Bob Feller now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Renna hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.